SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, the Swiss jazz scene in a traditional vein.
New Hot Players of Neuchâtel, the first Swiss jazz band to gain European fame. In 1936, in front of a crowd of 3,000 at Brussels Palais des Beaux-Arts in Belgium, they won the first prize in an international jazz competition. And yet, they were a band made up exclusively of amateur musicians. The New Hot Players with their own Boogie Woogie. The foundations of this orchestra had been laid as early as in 1930-31, and the group soon became more and more popular until finally it acquired national and even international renown. Thus, Neuchâtel, the French-Swiss university town on the shore of the lake of the same name, had truly become the cradle of jazz in Switzerland. In those days, French-speaking Switzerland in general seemed to have a particular affinity for jazz, most probably because in the latter part of the 30s, Paris was the center of jazz activity on the European continent, and Western Swiss cities have always been inclined to take their cue from the French capital. There was also Geneva. One of the moving spirits of the Geneva jazz scene in those days was clarinetist Loïs Chocard, who was both an excellent musician and a promoter and jazz broadcaster. The sound of his Dixie Dandies was patterned after the music of New Orleans. In the years before and during the Second World War, as this music gradually was banished from almost all of continental Europe by the Nazis, jazz thrived freely in neutral Switzerland. The torch was carried by young amateurs, there being only limited possibilities for professional jazz musicians to make a living in a small, isolated country. The members of the jazz fraternity came from all walks of life. Thank you. In Basel, one of the most successful groups were the Darktown Strutters, whose members still meet regularly to play for fun. But now, a quarter of a century later, they're all well-established gentlemen in various professions. Clarinetist Peter Wies, for example, is a well-known broadcaster, while trumpeter Lucas Cheese Burkhardt even serves as Minister of Finance of the city of Basel. Their pianist, Roby Suter, is a noted classical composer and music educator, and from his pen comes this lovely piece, Morning Mood, recorded in 1952. Meanwhile, in Neuchâtel, a second generation had followed in the footsteps of the new hot players. They called themselves the New Orleans Wildcats, and for years they were the foremost traditional band at the Swiss National Amateur Jazz Festival in Zurich, which had become the annual showcase of Swiss jazz. Sessions or concert appearances with prominent American jazz artists are always highlights in the life of any European jazz group. One of the many such stimulating encounters in Switzerland took place on the 30th of September 1958 in Basel, when the New Orleans Wildcats proved their mettle in an impromptu session with American Negro trumpeter Nelson Williams, an alumnus of the Ellington Orchestra. Royal Garden Blues. One traditional Swiss jazz band was destined to achieve international fame in Europe in the 50s, the Tremble Kids from Zurich. Theirs was an infectious, swinging kind of jazz built up on solid musicianship and even progressive know-how, which is rather rare among traditional bands. The orchestra saw a number of personnel changes in its career, but the group of 1961 was one of its best. At the drums was Charlie Antolini, who was to become, according to leading German critics, Europe's most swinging drummer. The Tremble Kids in 1961 playing W.C. Handy's Ole Miss. This band was the first and only truly professional orchestra of its kind in Switzerland, and one of the most successful in Europe. But European jazz was facing a multitude of problems in the early 60s, and with the increasing scarcity of gigs, the Tremble Kids, like many others, had to put away their instruments and turn to other occupations. But from among that amazing reservoir of Swiss amateur jazz musicians, a new traditional band was moving into the forefront. Firmly anchored in the mainstream of jazz, the orchestra of French-born Geneva pianist Henri Scheck was not only great on its own, but also the ideal band to accompany visiting American musicians. Henri Scheck himself kept alive the tradition of the Harlem stride piano, one of the very few in Europe to do so convincingly. Even though not a fully professional orchestra, Scheck himself is a music teacher in Geneva, this band also had to be dissolved after 10 years, partly for economic reasons. Here they are in their last official appearance in 1971 at the International Jazz Festival in Montreux, where they represented Switzerland under the sponsorship of the Swiss Radio. And the piece we hear is from their tribute to Fats Waller, Honeysuckle Rose. The soloists are Henri Scheck and tenor saxophonist Michel Pilet. Thank you. The year before, at the 1970 International Jazz Festival in Zurich, an interesting traditional group was presented by Raymond Dreux, Switzerland's most outstanding trombonist. It consisted of three well-known veterans on trombone, trumpet, and clarinet, and three excellent younger musicians providing the rhythm section, piano, bass, and drums. The happy sound of their joint efforts proved that in Switzerland, traditional jazz is still very much alive and is even bridging the generations.
The Swiss Jazz Scene, in a traditional vein, was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica. This feature was written, produced, and narrated by Lance Shannon.